Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you really go to that concert, Rob? Would you go see...
In a New York second. One of my favorite songs of all times is, and I play it once a month on this show, is Country Boy. I love that.
I'm just a country boy at heart.
Oh, I love him.
One of the last, country guys... To bring bluegrass into the country scheme. And I love that. I think that's great.
He was a mandolin player, Oscar. A picker. Mandolin picker. Yes, why are you raising your hand?
Ricky Skaggs, A Lifetime of Music, is coming to your town all of 2017.
He's touring.
Yes.
Oh,
his
really?
Dates in Florida are March 18th. Pinellas Park.
Where?
March 25th.
Pinellas Park.
Whatever.
That would be Miami?
Don't use your DJ voice. It makes it even worse.
Weirsdale, Florida. March 26th.
Weirdale?
Ponte Verde Beach, Florida.
Oh, that he can say.
Yes. It's all I've got because everything else is far away.
I want to sit in the second row.
Black Eyed Susie went to town. All she wore was a gingham gown. Hey, Black Eyed Susie.
The closest.
Who? Black Eyed Susie. Hey, Black Eyed Susie. Who? Black Eyed Susie.
To the D.C. area is March 4, 2017, Wilmington, Delaware.
Ooh, okay. Wilmington is be a good pocket for him.
lots of slot machines and oxygen tanks.
Yeah, well, it ain't exactly Firefly, is it?
Here is my this is my philosophy now. I believe that anyone over the age of 50,
yes.
I wish to see if they are touring because of 2016. I want to make sure that I see artists.
You're living in the now.
When I can do that. I want to live in the now.
Smart
That's
move.
What I want to do. And so Pinellas Park, Florida. He's coming
yes,
to
sir.
Florida.
Yes, sir. Florida. Florida. Florida.
All right. And
March 18th.
That's it?
March 26th. March 18th. And March 26th.
Okay. Pinellas Park. I don't know where that... Oh, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Bay Country 103, The Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, everybody? This is Country Boy, Ricky Skaggs. Hope you're enjoying it. Bay Country 103. Bay Country 103.
I may look like it.
Start it again. Start it again.
Hey, that country station was the Bloody Valentine, right? Where you had to
you mean
fire
the
all
the
people.
Valentine's Day Massacre?
Yeah, that's what
kind
I mean.
Kind of the combination between the AM and the...
Hey, Mike, do you remember when all the gangsters in Chicago had Bloody Valentine?
Yeah, more like the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Massacre. That's what
I think I canned four guys on one day. It was not my best day at all. Bay Country 103, the Mike O'Mara get together for Thursday afternoon. Getting you through your day with Ricky Skaggs on Bay Country 103.
Oh, wow. How do you remember that?
Well, that, I had to hear it twice. You'll notice that I had to hear that
still.
Twice.
And,
yeah.
It's an art form.
This was a great video. It had Mayor Ed Koch in it.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
The
did
mayor really? Of New York?
Yeah. He was the current mayor. It had the plot of the video. I don't know why I remember it so well. He was hanging with bluegrass legend Bill Monroe in New York City, and Ricky Skaggs took Bill Monroe through New York, and at one point, Mayor Ed Koch lip-synced to this.
It's bluegrass in the big city.
That's right.
You know, it really
Big Apple,
truly...
what you should have said.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, we're having a little, Rob and I are having a little musical.
Oh, we're riffing here.
Sure.
Oscar's part of it, too.
But I just...
Not really. So trying to include himself.
For those of you... For those of you who are not in the know, I will tell in the know.
Ricky Skaggs in the know.
I want to play something for God. I don't have any ability to negotiate my own iTunes. I truly don't. I have no ability to do that.
More like their tunes.
Yeah. Am I right, ladies?
There was a slight pause. You're like, wait, I was supposed to say that. I'm going to finish it.
And Oscar's here, too.
Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. Woo!
What a day.
Do you have any appreciation of bluegrass music?
Yeah, of course.
One of the things that's great about it is that they have never used any sort of distortion. It's always been about a clean capture. So some of the greatest recordings of all time feature those instruments. Like a banjo, even though a stringed instrument, almost...
All right, boys.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Now, you want to hear some picking right here? Listen.
This is awesome.
Not too loud, is it?
No. No, it's great.
All right, this is a guy playing a mandolin. Listen how fast he plays. I mean, they are all playing at this speed, and that's why I want to see him in concert. Listen, these guys are the best at what they do in the United States.
Black Eyed Susie came to town, all she wore was a gingham gown.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh.
Black Eyed Susie.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
I'm playing this.
Black Eyed
my show.
Yeah!
Susie musical
in the toss leaves in the kitchen with a feeding hoe.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Yeah, she
banjo. This is short.
All I need to make me happy is four little kids to call me pappy.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
Little guitar.
The speed.
Imagine playing the guitar that fast. This is pure country here. That's the kind I like.
Classic.
I don't even know if it would be like country and western.
No, I think it's bluegrass.
It's heritage bluegrass, Mike.
My mama let my babies love my biscuits on the gravy.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Shut up, pony.
Black Eyed Susie.
Hey,
Black Eyed Susie.
Oh,
Black Eyed Susie.
There it is. That's right.
And Oscar's here too.
Special Thank day you. When Mike, Rob, and Oscar can riff about Ricky Skaggs.
I know. You know, you never know what this show's going to bring you. But you know what? I thought it'd be a nice chance for a little musical interlude.
My first favorite album was a bluegrass album when I was wee and small, little kid.
Really?
Yeah, the Dillards, who played the Darlings on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh,
But, I mean, that's how you become, you get exposed to music through different ways.
Absolutely.
And the Dillards actually had a sort of a decent run. They opened for Elton John on a tour. Which
that's
is an,
weird.
That is a weird combo, isn't it?
That's weird, isn't it?
What?
Isn't
that whoa.
Mike, remember that time where Rob put a speed bump on the show with the Dillards?
Remember the time that Oscar kept trying to include himself in our bluegrass talk?
Oscar, are you wearing some sort of workout accoutrement today? You look like you just came out of the gym.
I'm glad you noticed, Mike. I haven't worked out yet.
You look odd today.
But I'm ready to work out. It's 2017.
Really?
It means a new me in 2017. And
right.
A new Rob. Because Rob and I...
had a date.
We had a date.
What?
Oh, my
yes.
God. You actually got into the gym with Rob Spiewak?
I did. We didn't work out. But we got in there.
We joined.
Really?
We joined. Yes. Look, I have a key tag. Hold on. Look.
We docked.
This is beautiful.
Look at this
makes me happier. That this is a happy Friday already.
Boom.
I said,
membership, baby. It has its privileges.
Last year,
gym?
All we did was make fun of how fat Rob is.
Well,
yes,
no, there
we
was
did.
Other things, yes. too.
And
we had a live show at the Improv where you made fun of me.
We made fun of my fat as well.
Yes,
so, I mean,
yes.
You were not
but
alone.
You're a lost cause. Rob's here.
Thanks. Thank you. You're damn right I'm a lost cause. You know what? As a matter of fact, I am a lost cause, and you can talk to the reason I am. If you got, ladies and gentlemen, say hello to a new character.
Oh,
Mr.
No,
Kane.
He's back.
Mr.
Oh,
Kane.
No.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Hey.
That's sad. The Kane's back.
Yeah. Kane
no.
is back. Yeah,
what happened?
Right. Wow. I am walking into dinner last night, and I am saying to this is
you didn't
to
have
now.
A terrible fall, did you?
No, this has happened to me now twice. This
what?
Has happened to me. This is the absolute definition of DGH. This is the definition of don't get happy.
Did you GH last
along.
Night?
I walked. No, I'm walking along, and I'm going, look at this. Look at this. I am, I said, I am actually pain-free, and I got about 150 yards down as I'm taking this walk, and I sat there, and all of a sudden I feel it, and it goes, and it moves. It moves to where the bone-on-bone comes in.
Oh.
And then last night, it was horrible. It's much
Man.
Better today. It just sucks.
I have a tape of your hip from last night, Mike.
Oh, do you really? Let's
woo,
listen.
Woo, woo.
There it is.
Woo.
There's my hip.
Boom.
Moving up the leg.
Listen, is it moving all around?
I want to spend a segment talking about you and Rob getting into the gym. But
holding
I wanna,
hands.
At the opening of the show, The opening of the show today, we have a show and tell. I believe that Pony Boy, Mr. Matt Bloom, has brought in a foodstuff.
A treat from the Far East, Mike.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
And also, something mysterious.
Because Oscar had never tried it, Adrian brought in a treat. Adrian, employee of the year at his hotel.
Yeah.
Woo! Employee of the year?
Yes.
Is that true?
True. Yeah, true. Got a plaque and everything.
And he won a crock pot in a raffle.
I'm more excited about the crock pot, to be honest.
Ooh, crock pot's a great item, maybe.
It is.
You can set it. You know what you can do? You can actually put meat in that when you leave for the day. And then when you return in the evening, you'll have a nice, soft cooked meal.
That you can eat.
That's what I've been hearing in the comments.
But,
a lot of stick on the comments,
but,
too.
What Adrian brought, because Oscar's never tried it before, a gift from the
near... This is the show. This is the dumbest. How many directions are we going to go in the opening?
I'm trying to get Pony
to bring in his effing food here.
It's So Adrian brought Nutella, and Pony brought some sort of weird gooey biscuit.
Oh, man. All right, now. Okay. All right, so that's back on track. We are back on track now. The Nutella that I discussed as one of my cheats of the week. Oscar, you have never experienced the magic of Nutella?
I don't recall Nutella. My parents never bought Nutella. I used to think Nutella was a fake peanut butter as a kid.
All right, it's not... I'll be honest. Even Oscar Santana, I'll be very surprised if he doesn't like it.
I would be willing to guarantee he is all in.
It is the year of the rooster, or as we say here in America, the year of the cock.
Yes.
As far as flavor profiles, you guys may know better or best.
Or as good.
Do I eat the dumpling that's supposed to give me good luck in the new year
No, you eat the Nutella first.
Okay.
Because this
Rob,
is my...
do you pronounce it Nutella or Nutella?
Nutella. Nutella. We are the knights that say... This is actually, Mike, for your convenience, Nutella and go.
How do you pronounce it again?
Nutella.
Nutellan?
Nutellanston?
Nellen Flogelstein?
If you like the taste of hazelnuts and chocolate, you are going to love Nutellanston.
Let me just say that don't start yet. I want a real
reaction.
I'm not
going to ruin anything.
It's served with breadsticks for dipping.
That's the new thing they put it in. And I will say this, that I don't think the hazelnut is even a factor. I think it's just the chocolatey goodness.
I agree.
Would you just eat the chocolate without any dippings?
You could put your finger in there and eat just the chocolate, but I think if you really want to get it, I would take a healthy, and I mean healthy, gob of the Nutella on the stick, and let's get Uriah and Rob, I'm asking Oscar to taste.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Not you, all right? So
More.
No, I can't get more. I'll get messy.
Yes, you can.
You know what it tastes like?
What? What's
that? Melted down Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, it smells like that.
You know what? I'll accept that. What do you think?
He successfully dumbed it down to his tasting level.
Like the powder at the bottom of a cereal box of Cocoa Puffs.
But a smooth, creamy texture.
Yes.
Of course, what do you think of the flavor? How do you like it?
Mike, I'm not a little kid.
Oh,
give
in
it
the
to
trash.
Me, Oscar.
In the trash.
That's him being
trash.
An a-hole. That's all that
right
is.
In the garbage.
You know what? He
not
likes
worth
it.
The calories. Oh, not worth the calories.
Let me tell you what I think about Oscar Santana. Yes, we can agree that he is a contrarian.
Yes.
He loves to go the opposite. That's what he digs doing. But I will tell you that if he really loved it, he would still have it out there because it's that time of the morning where he would want to eat
I don't know.
That.
Yeah, I usually binge.
There might be a Jim Elliot move at about 79 minutes.
Monitor him for that. If he goes into that trash can to retrieve that Nutella, he's
are
already
we off the air
it.
Yet?
He's already looking at it.
Watch this.
Look, he's pouring his tea over his coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Ruined.
I stole it from the hotel, so I don't care.
Dad, way to go, employee of the year.
Employee of the year. Yeah. All right, now Pony has also brought in a taste treat for show
and
tell.
Can you show the package to Mike? It's really great. It's certainly not Hostess.
It's not show and tell. It's show and share.
It's show and eat.
Look how foreign this packaging is.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Like, this packaging belongs on the set of Big Trouble in Little China.
What's really great about it, it's on the aisle that serves all the food with lead.
Yeah.
Rice cake. Hold that up to the screen again.
Hold that up to the screen again.
Oddly enough, Rob was talking when I was going to read it. Rice cake azuki daifuku mochi with red bean paste filling.
Mmm.
Oh my god!
So just Pony, like grandma used to make.
Pony's got this obsession with the Far East.
Yeah,
and because he thinks he's Asian, he bought these Chinese New Year dumplings because the New Year has to start off right.
These are good luck gooey biscuits, right?
Well, right. These are a Japanese treat that is traditionally enjoyed.
Just because
on
you're
New
talking
Year's.
About Asian food doesn't mean you can't use articles. These are a Japanese treat.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me just ask him a question. Oh. Pony.
Yes, sir.
So we all know you like anime. You like the cartoons that, and you're kind of upset. Are you, does this like dovetail off into other areas of enthusiasm in the Asian culture? I mean, are you
Absolutely.
Really into, okay. So will you be celebrating the year of the cock?
Oh, every day.
No, come on.
Seriously.
Like, I don't
are
need
you doing like a ceremony? Like,
no,
what's the story?
No.
Fireworks?
No. I
will you wash your hair?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're okay with all that? You just like to eat their food.
Exactly.
Not just
and watch their
food.
TV and
so okay. Have you sampled the confection that you brought in for others to try?
Of course.
And can you give us a review and your impression of it?
So this is mochi, which is a rice cake.
Mochi?
It's like It's almost like a gummy bear, but made out of rice and a little bit stickier than a gummy bear consistency.
And bigger.
Bigger,
it's
much bigger.
It's the size of a biscuit.
A minute. When you said gummy bear, so when you what you showed me looked like the packaging for something we used to call a honey bun.
Yeah, show him one. Show
and Mike,
him a singular
you're
one.
A little something I used to call a honey bun.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
A lot of glaze. I used to love honey buns.
All right, let me take a peek. Let's see what we have here.
Probably still do.
Okay. So it looks like a little round donut.
That hasn't been baked yet. Hasn't been baked yet.
Oh, it has to be baked?
Doesn't it look like it hasn't been, though?
Yeah, it looks like it hasn't been. Is that edible right now? Is that ready to eat?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he okay. gave me one before the show, and my comment was, Pony, this tastes like it hasn't been cooked yet.
Oh, so you ate it before the show.
Well,
that's
you know,
such
he
a
can't
traitor
stop
move.
Himself.
Well, no,
that
I,
is such
he's
a traitor
you
move.
Don't, you don't need my reaction. You need this guy's reaction.
I would love to.
Because he'll do anything for food.
You're the foodie guy. I love it. Rob, since you already ate one, can
foodie
you
guy.
Give me... Rob, you're better at description anyway.
Yeah,
can you give me
I'll
a description of what it
is? Yeah, it is...
No, don't throw it away. Did you throw it away?
No.
All right, don't
it is... You look at it, and it looks like it would be almost like a small cookie from a bakery. But when
okay.
you pick it up, it feels doughy. And gummy bear, it's not as set as a gummy bear. It's gooier than a gummy
yeah.
bear. It feels like a dough. And then you bite into it, and then it's...
So you got a little detergent when you touched it.
Well, no. I was if nothing else, I felt it was rather off-putting.
Oh,
because
what?
Yeah,
oh, so
because it is very foreign.
The kids wouldn't like it.
It is extraordinarily foreign.
And then the taste?
The taste, the bean curd was really a non-factor inside.
Bean
the
jam.
Okay. Bean jam, yes. Pump up the bean jam.
Right.
But the actual thing itself, it was not overly sweet. It was just a weird, gooey thing. It tastes to me overly undone.
Hmm.
Ew,
there's a reason
nasty.
They lost the war.
Pony, why do you like it?
Well, they're actually pretty good. This is
nice
not
counter-argument.
The best mochi I've ever had.
Right.
But
what makes good mochi?
It's got to be a little bit stickier. You can see it's just kind of breaking up. Like it's supposed to kind of pull.
Gooey.
Like taffy?
And be nice and gooey. Yeah. Except not as chewy as taffy.
Mochi.
Not as hard as taffy.
Is the pleasure
saltwater mochi
like fruit flavor? Is it what is the flavor?
The flavor is actually sort of a starchy, ricey flavor. Like almost, you know what?
Sandy's mochis.
Like an undersweetened rice pudding. You know how rice can sort of take on a sweet flavor?
I don't think rice pudding is sweet enough.
Boardwalk.
A lot of times I rely on the raisins
all right,
for the sweetness.
Enough of this Oscar dive in. Let's see.
All right.
This is going to be great.
Can I get a timpani, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Always standing by. Here we go. Thank you.
Smells foreign.
Has it got powdered sugar on it?
No, it's like a
cornstarch, I think.
Huh? Gross.
Ni hao.
What does
like?
That mean?
I love
he
it.
He likes it.
I like it a lot.
You really love it? Or are you just doing opposites attract?
No, I love it, man. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Let me get this straight. You threw the delectable nectar known as Nutella into the trash, but you're enjoying the Japanese ass cake like it's the greatest thing.
JAC, Mike.
Right.
Well, A, it reminds me of my childhood.
Why?
They have these in Bolivia?
My mom would cook something similar, but they would be undercooked. And that's when I loved them.
Mm. What would she cook that was like that?
There are similar treats where you would put okamolon pastel, which is a dessert, right?
Spanish.
His Spanish is always so...
It's cute.
There's the other treat known as un patacarro.
There is a small city in the nation of Spain. It is called Barcelona.
I went to Chile twice. Maybe you've been there.
This is a lovely pasta el clelo, which is basically called the toenail of the coffee god. That we love suckling on.
Quick update. Weird aftertaste.
Yes, I'll give it that.
Weird, like a little bit.
That's the bean jam. That's the bean jam.
How would I really hesitate to ask because aftertaste is a dangerous thing to talk about. What would you compare the aftertaste to?
Oh my god!
I thought it was going so well.
As a kid, I'm sure we've all done this. Have you ever?
Rob and I, by the way, are on the exact same page right now.
Have you ever licked a battery?
Oh, no. Never had the pleasure.
The alkaline taste?
Sure, sure. Really?
Yeah, that's what I taste in my mouth right now.
Mike, I could tell you what the aftertaste is like.
Okay, I know but, you can.
But I don't want to reveal her name.
All right, stop it. Oh, my God. Well, are we...
Can I get a water stat? Hey, let me get that soda you got there.
Are we done with show and share?
I believe so.
Yeah, no dumplings, right. No dumplings, no dumplings.
All right, so if you're keeping track at home, folks, you got Pickin' and Grinnin' with Ricky Skaggs. You got Emoji from Ponyboy Matt Bloom, and you got Nutella that ended up in the trash, which is an American tragedy!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Somebody told me I was looking for somebody to help you out with some business.
Yep.
Are you a businessman?
Yeah. Motherfucker Jones.
How's that?
Motherfucker Jones.
Your first name is Motherfucker?
Not Motherfucker, Motherfucker. White people say
Got it.
You say E-R, I say A-H.
Cool name. Is that like on your birth certificate too?
No, hey. Goofball. My real name is Dean.
Dean Jones. That's the same name of the actor in Herbie Love.
Yeah, he's not gonna know who that is.
I know who he is, bitch.
Sorry.
I can't run around this neighborhood with that Disney-ass name.
Right. Of course it makes sense.
How'd you get the nickname Motherfucker?
When I was a kid, I snuck into my mother's bedroom.
Uh-oh.
She was asleep on the bed. She had been drinking all night.
I've heard enough.
Her skin was glistening. I snuck up behind her, and then I slipped my fingers. Into her purse.
Purse? You said purse.
And I took all of her money. And it was her week's pay. I really f***ed her over. And that's how I got the name Motherfucker Jones.
Yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I said, everybody gonna my I said, live from the Papa Studio, DC's here, and DC's where we are. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. Yes, sir.
Anyway, welcome to our show, everybody. Elvis. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, I would presume that you do too. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Bamboo HR.
Yes.
If you are a business person who is running a small business, you know that there is a daily grind that you probably don't like to deal with, and that's resolving your payroll issues, answering questions about HR, putting out fires, chasing down data, filling, filing, organizing. It sucks. It never stops. You know what you need? You need Bamboo HR. Yes, the online service to the rescue. Everything about Bamboo HR designed to make life easier for business owners, those who manage human resources. Keeping track of everything you need to keep track of with your employees. I will tell you, it's very, very frustrating to deal with these things. Bamboo HR is a complete online HR management software for small to medium-sized businesses. This is another great company that allows you to take your small operation, where you might not have the resources to have a giant HR department, and get all the skills that they bring in a large corporate HR situation. It's one simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee. Bamboo HR is all about people. No more file cabinets, simple and delightful to use, everything in one place. Job, salary, history, vacation, sick days, benefits, training history, all the stuff you need. And we have a limited time offer for you. Visit BambooHR.com. Click on the mic and enter the code TMOS to get a free 14-day trial. Try it and you will wonder how you ever got along without it. HR paperwork solutions made easy. BambooHR.com and the code TMOS. Do it and get your trial. We appreciate it.
Perfect.
Welcome to the show. Before we get anything underway here, I have a really, really tremendous bone to pick with CBS and their tribute to Mary Tyler Moore. I want to talk about that. But also, I believe that Oscar had mentioned to me yesterday that Mrs. Santana is in need of
Mama.
A phone call.
Yes. Look, my mom is going through a transition in her life. I think that if we're all lucky, all of our parents will go through when they can retire, right?
Okay.
Right.
Now, they may burden you, like my mom has myself, my sister, my brother, and my father, with that retirement financially.
Yeah, you got that big family, so
yeah,
you can
yeah,
handle
yeah, exactly.
Handle
not that we want to, but we have to. And I, it's been a little tough because she's been calling a lot. Like, I'm talking 3-4 times a day about.
So she is getting ready to leave the workforce.
She already has. And now
she's left the workforce. What is the dilemma? What is she having problems?
Is she looking for you to entertain her?
Her new job is calling her kids, Mike. And when she called us once a week, it was cool, but now it's out of control.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's
yesterday
not good.
I snapped at her because she had a gentleman taking down the Christmas lights from the house, and then she asked them to put build a birdhouse in the back as well. And I said, Mom, you can't just tell people to do other jobs that they're not there to do, right?
Did she think they were like just general handymen?
Yes. The guy wrote me and said, hey, I think your mom thinks just a random contractor that showed up, but I do this every year to come down the lights. But she asked us to put up the...
The guy was not happy.
He was cool. He's like, he goes, did you ask us to build a birdhouse? Because I don't remember having that conversation.
Wow. oh, dear.
My mom's a wonderful woman, and I'll give a kidney, any type of organ that I can live with without keeping me without dying.
She can cook anything.
But she's made kidneys. She's made them before.
Sure.
But I think she needs a pep talk and a greeting from Larry King, if that's
possible. All right, very good. I will follow your lead.
Yes.
I will follow along.
Now, real quick, though, as sort of bedrock before we make the call here, you have called her as Larry King before, and I believe it was around the holidays, and at the Christmas dinner, she was telling everyone in the family that she spoke to Larry King because she's a big fan. Has the truth ever come out that it wasn't Larry?
No.
And she's still existing in a world.
Rob, let me just ask, is there a message you want Larry to give her?
I want you to congratulate. I want Larry to congratulate her on her retirement. And congratulate her on her computer classes and congratulate her on having a great son that's making it in broadcasting and congratulate her on my MBA and congratulate her on my pending nuptials and congratulate her on
all positive. I can do all
about
positive.
Me, please.
Right, and anything bad you'd like him to say about your siblings?
No. That's too inside. He wouldn't know that.
Okay.
But I'm gonna call my. I'm gonna pre-call my mom,
all right.
As any producer would do on the air.
Right.
And I'm gonna make sure that she's available to call her right back because I don't want
call her on our main line.
I don't want my dad to mess this up.
Oh, is he in the country?
My dad's a big Larry fan too, and he might want to get on the horn.
Oh no!
And he knows
he
Larry.
Might be savvy. I get the impression Dad might.
Well, yeah, of course, he's a sharp guy.
Hi, Dad. Está la mamá por ahí porque tengo que darle un cachito.
That's going great. It would be like if you had a special accent.
I'm going to leave the studio in 2 seconds, so I'm going to hang up and call you back to the studio. Yeah.
He mixes it
up. Okay, gotcha.
The old half and half.
All right, ready? Now we're going to call her.
Inglés, half Espanol.
Let's do this.
Let me get my get my proper Larry. Let me slump my shoulders a little bit.
Like what he does with his mouth.
Hello.
Whoa. Hello, Mom?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. What, you guys getting
machine?
A fax? What is it, 1983?
Excuse me. Yes.
Okay. Hey, mommy. Hoy día el señor King pasó por el estudio.
Yes.
Y aquí está en teléfono. Y sabes cómo la última vez we got a chance to call you?
Yeah.
Okay. Aquí está Mr. King. If you don't mind, my mom is now on the phone. Señora Ceballos or Mrs. Ceballos.
Hello, Mrs. Ceballos.
Good morning. Good morning. Surprise. Happy New Year.
Hi, it's Larry King. How are you, ma'am?
Yes, Mr. Larry. I know. Very it's good. I'm
being interviewed, and every time I go on the show with your son, Oscar, he likes me to mention you or talk to you. So he's a wonderful son. I was congratulating him on his Master's of Business Administration. You must be very thrilled and very proud of that particular accomplishment. Right, Mrs. Ceballos?
Yes, I am very proud of him. Really, I cannot, like you say, I am very proud. All my family, my husband, and my kid, you know, we are happy for him. The
good
future
for you.
Is better for him. You know?
Good for you. How have you been? How's your health? I understand you retired recently, Mrs. Ceballos.
Yes, I am retired. I'm so happy, but in one way, I don't know what to do, you know. And yes, now I'm learning computer. I'm going back to the school, you know. And
you
then
know,
that is more much better for me. I want to be communicating with my grandchildren and with my children, you know.
Communication is the key, Mrs. Ceballos. If you can master the computer arts, you can communicate with all of your children and your grandchildren, and you must be thrilled to death that your boy, Oscar, is going to get married to that lovely, wonderful girl, Shannon. She's an amazingly accomplished woman, isn't she?
Yes, I am very happy he found the right person for the rest of his life, because in my family, we don't have a divorce. You marry one time, that's it.
Are you looking forward to Oscar giving you plenty of grandchildren?
Maybe two.
That's Mr. King, I don't mean to bring up a sore subject with my mom on the line, but you've been divorced before, right?
Many times, yes. Seven or eight times.
Really?
Yes, I'm currently in a marriage which I'm holding together with baling wire.
Mom, will you pray for Mr. King on Rosario?
Yes, pray for me. May I use your first name, Mrs. Ceballos?
Yeah, you can use Jolie. It's okay.
Is it Jolie?
Jolie.
Jolie, you can call me Larry. Call me Larry, okay. All right, Jolie?
Okay.
Have you been a fan of mine for a long time, Mrs. Ceballos?
Yes, I've been fan for a long time. I was looking when you retired. I was looking all over until I found you.
Yeah, and you buy his fish oils. His fish oils.
Yes,
all right.
I take it. I have the medicine for a long time.
Oh, that's good for your heart. You know, heart health, Mrs. Ceballos. Excuse me, Jolie. Sure. Heart health is extremely important. I like heart health.
It's Yoli with a Y, Larry.
Yoli. I'm sorry, Jolie. Yoli, heart health is very important. Did you have a good breakfast this morning?
Yes, I had it. I had an egg. I had a little pupusa. Pupusa.
What is a pupusa?
Some foods with cheese, you know?
Oh, that sounds absolutely delicious. I enjoy. You're from Bolivia?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Sorry. That's delightful.
But you're a citizen, right, Mom?
Yes, an American citizen sent for 1985.
That's wonderful, Yoli. I'm so happy for you. And of all your children, and I know you have many, is Oscar the boy you're most proud of?
No. No, it's not. I'm proud of the three, because my daughter, Jose, and Oscar. We are the three, my children and my husband, we are proud of Oscar, more than anybody else.
So you have three children?
Yes, I have three children.
Who are the three kids and what do they do?
Two are physicians, one is in Harvard, one went to Georgetown, is my daughter. And then I had three grandchildren.
How many schools did Oscar go to?
Oh, how many schools Oscar went to? Two schools.
That's wonderful. That's what are you going to be enjoying for lunch today, Yoli?
I'm going to cook for my husband, especially because I'm trying to be in good fit. You know, I go, for my husband is going to get a fat, not me.
Can I say something to you, Yoli? Oscar said to me not 10 minutes ago that he loves his mother so much that if you ever needed a body part like a kidney, that he would give his kidney to you. He loves his mama that much. I think that's wonderful. Don't you, Yoli?
Yes, I am. I'm so happy with them. Really, Oscar is a special baby because he's a little one.
Yes, the little one. Little bitty Oscar, yeah.
Yeah.
And did he get into trouble as a boy?
A lot.
A lot. That's wonderful. So did I. So did I. What are your plans for the weekend, Yoli?
I'm going to be home. Maybe I have to go to church, and then I'm going to be at home. Maybe I'm going to cook. To cook at home because it's better for me to be cooking at home. That way I know what I eat.
Are you making fricassee?
Fricassee? No, I normally do that in New Year.
Ah, the holidays. That's right. Oscar told me all about that. It's so wonderful. I really do hope that we get the opportunity to meet in person sometime.
Sure, you will. You will anytime when you come here, maybe.
How about I send you a pair of my famous suspenders? Would you like that?
Yes.
I'll send those to you. That would send you some fish and I'll send you some fish oil.
Yes.
And I'll send you some foot pads that help with corns.
Yeah. Okay, look at you.
That's a big giveaway here on the Michael Mara Show.
Oscar told me what a great fan you are. Do you have any questions for me, Yoli?
No, the only question I have is how you doing with your health.
I'm dying, Yoli. I'm very close to death, I think. No, I'm joking, of course. I could do better. I could do better. You know, I smoked a lot of cigarettes back in the day, and it's kind of catching up with me now, you know?
Yeah, you better how long time you did. You stopped.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Yoli. Well, I guess we've reached the end of this conversation, but I really want to say I'm so
very
proud.
Happy. Very happy to hear you. Thank you so much for like my son. Thank you for the support for him. Thank you so much.
How is Mr. Zabalios doing?
He's doing very well. He's soon going home.
Yes. That's right. Back to Bolivia, which is home. We all know that. Thank you. Thank you very much, Yoli.
Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. And please, I will say a prayer. Even though I'm a Jew, I will say a prayer for you.
Me too. I will pray the rosary for you.
Adios, Yoli.
Adios, Larry.
Ciao, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Call you later. Love you. You guys are animals.
That is. She, I mean, there's
you
all in.
Made her so happy.
You made that her is, year. She's running around telling my dad how she just talked to Larry.
God, I think you were about to book her on your new show.
We will take a break.
I gotta get suspenders.
I couldn't get cruel. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Katie. This week we have a special in-studio CNC to discuss the Women's March on Washington and around the world. Tune in for a recap of my incredible day on the mall with the one and only Julia Spiewak.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here is one great resolution you can make for the new year. Maximize every minute and every dollar for your small business, and I know an easy way to do that, Stamps.com. Think about how much time you've wasted going to the post office, driving there, finding parking, the lines. Oi!
Oi!
Stamps! Oi! Come on. Stamps.com is the better way to get postage. Just use your computer and printer. You get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman picks it up.
Isn't that great, Bitterman? You put it out in the mailbox and someone picks it up and sends it away.
With Stamps.com, you can do everything at your desk that you do at the post office and at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. We have used Stamps.com forever. We will continue to use it because it's easy, convenient, and it saves us money and time. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use the code TMOS for this special offer. It's a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. You can't miss. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top homepage and at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Woo!
Yay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a... God, we are really running late today.
Well, Larry wouldn't shut up.
I know. I just went...
You've made my dad. My dad just texted me. How come I couldn't talk to Larry?
God, that's funny.
I somehow feel. I feel like I made an older lady very happy, but at the same time, I feel like I've been part of an elaborate hoax, and I have a pang.
But you know
what?
Now, Mike. Now that it's been done twice, the secret must never come out.
Can't.
It can't.
Like, I could tell my dad, hey, don't feel bad, old man. That was, you know, El Señor Mike doing Larry.
Mm.
But I can't do that because we've got next year.
That's right.
We have to go
the
with
holidays.
Next year.
The holidays.
So I rarely get excited about one of those schmaltzy tribute shows. But I remember reading yesterday afternoon that CBS was going to be doing a tribute to Mary Tyler Moore. And I had mentioned on the show yesterday that it was must viewing with my mom and my sister and I, where we would watch the Mary Tyler Moore show. And so I settled in for a 9 o'clock CBS special where they were going to do a tribute to Mary Tyler Moore. With the caveat, Rob, we might have even said it to each other. It's CBS.
Oh, we predicted it in the news yesterday.
And they got about an 85% chance of effing it up.
Right.
I didn't expect that they would eff it up the way they effed it up, and they need to be called out on this. Listen, this is one of the great television shows of all time. A lot of people, I am sure, that were passionate Mary Tyler Moore Show fans were doing what I did last night.
Yep.
Getting somebody in the room that had never, ever seen an episode like Carla. Mm-hmm. And what CBS did was they just effed it. I will tell you something. You cannot get the gist of a show like that by 5-second clips.
Right.
Repetitive 5-second clips. But CBS managed to do that. Roll in all the little brief clips. And then what did CBS have that they felt they needed because Mary Tyler Moore was a couple of decades ago? Well, what CBS decided to do, let's bring in Oprah.
Sure.
And for the first half of this tribute, Oprah hijacked it, and it sucked. Mm-hmm. It sucked because it was hosted by her lady, Gail King, who... Gail King, who I don't know what kind of lucky stick Gail King was tapped on the shoulder with to get the gigs that she get to get this morning show, CBS This
she's
Morning
the, it's
Show.
She's the Oprah friend stick.
Yeah.
She's horrible.
Sure.
She is a horrible broadcaster. She is not presentable. She is not all that enthusiastic. And she's just not
the
fun
dental
to watch.
Dam of broadcasting.
Unbelievably bad.
Wow.
She got
put
King.
That on a business card.
Yeah, I mean, she's effective, but not what you want to go with.
If you watch Gail King on the CBS The Morning Show, it's all the delivery has all been there, done that. There's just no enthusiasm or energy whatsoever. It's the now, in a way, there are moments where you look at old they trot out old 90-year-old Charlie Rose who's on that show, and it's okay because you want a little less manic if you don't want that those cackling hyenas over at the Today Show.
If you don't want manic, Charlie Rose is your guy.
Charlie Rose is the guy.
Yeah, he's the neutral in that gear shift.
It's kind of like straight ahead, old news man. He seems to get that southern accent. The older he gets, the more he's like.
And the hornier he gets.
Yes, exactly.
He's had them all. He's had them all.
So the first half, they bring in, Gail brings her go-to, Oprah.
Right.
And it's not a Mary Tyler Moore retrospective. It's Oprah being interviewed about Mary Tyler Moore and what Mary Tyler Moore meant to Oprah. And Oprah does 20 minutes about how she used to get her hair ready on Saturday night watching Mary Tyler Moore. And I'm sitting there going,
I want to watch a clip of the Mary Tyler
Moore
Show.
And it's not like they don't have access. It's not like they don't have access.
They sucked the funny out of that show. And I left that special going, maybe the show wasn't that funny. No, the CBS special wasn't that
funny.
What Carla
say?
They had moments. Carla lost. Carla was in her phone in 5 minutes. It was it was so terrible.
Do you know what we mentioned?
Terrible send off for Mary Tyler Moore on the night. I guess NPR is going to do a better one. I hope, you know.
You mentioned yesterday that I think we talked about not only did we think CBS might mess it up, that it was funny and odd and cool that Dick Van Dyke, approaching 90 years old or at 90, is tweeting. And he did a tweet yesterday and it was shared to your page. Did you see it?
No,
very
I did not,
similar
no.
to what you wrote.
Really?
Dick Van Dyke himself, he tweeted, quote, I enjoyed getting a glimpse of Mary Tyler Moore on the Oprah Winfrey Show tonight on CBS.
He said it too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his emoji,
triumph.
Dick Van Dyke, was quote feeling annoyed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
so when the guy of that import.
Oh, and that
sits
class.
You down. Yes.
He doesn't.
He doesn't do that often.
He was pissed, not annoyed.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, I wanted to see a little retrospective of that. And Oprah. I got news for it. And then apparently there were Weight Watchers commercials on.
Was
during,
she skinny Oprah?
During the, no, she wasn't skinny Oprah. Nor was Gail King, skinny Gail King. But the fact is, it was just on and on and on. And then. You know, they try to cram it all in there. You had some great television. How about extended? You could have taken four scenes. You could have taken three scenes.
You could have shown two episodes is what you should have done.
How about five scenes? You take five elongated scenes, two from the Dick Van Dyke Show and three from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and just shown that and just done it that way. No, not CBS.
When you've got someone of that talent,
right.
Let the work speak for the talent.
Now, this is a network that has demonstrated time and time again that they have no understanding of talent.
Kevin James has got another show. Kevin can wait.
Yeah, I mean, it was so disappointing, and I text Rob because I'm thinking Rob is 2 inches away. No, Rob was a fake Mary Tyler Moore fan, so he wasn't watching the show.
Oh, he's a fraud.
He's a fraud. He's a charlatan. You weren't watching it. Tell me the truth.
What were you doing?
You were not watching.
No,
right?
I was actually working last night.
A special that I thought you would absolutely be 2 inches away from the TV.
We determined on the show it was no good. It was going to be a CBS
you weren't
thing.
All in.
Fraud.
You
that's
only
right. I hate Mary Tyler
heretic.
Moore.
You only cared about Mary Tyler Moore saying, "Oh, Rob, that's all."
That's
that
it.
Was
that's
your
it.
Extent.
You know
of it.
Me. You know
you
me. Never seen an episode. Never watched Dick Van Dyke.
There.
No, and I thought she was ugly. Hateful.
It wasn't a point.
I was so pleased that she wasn't able to see the cure of diabetes in her life because she was just an evil, bad person. I think deep down she likes when children suffer.
Hey, was she a champion for diabetes?
Well, she had spent her whole life fighting juvenile diabetes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She had it. And then, of course, you know, because people
really
die now all the time, that's the way I'm going to explain it now. It's not 2016. It's not 2000. Mm-hmm. It's now people die all the time now.
All the time.
So Mannix, who another person Oscar didn't know, Mannix, Mike Connors, passed away. He was a TV detective. And it was during the era of TV detective shows.
Like Dick Tracy?
This predated,
just like Dick Tracy.
This predated the Law and Order style shows.
Oh,
this was
SVU.
They were much more. You
would
had,
you say that Law and Order sort of inherited the mantle of the Quinn Martin styled show? Yeah,
absolutely.
I think you're right.
Oh,
yeah,
like
the
Matlock.
Matlock would be closer to the old style one. You
Columbo,
had Cannon,
definitely
Columbo,
yeah,
Mannix, Barnaby Jones.
Excuse
McCloud,
me, man. I'm Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby and Mannix was just
Adam
and
Five.
They were 12. Really you.
Oh.
Now I talk about going back and watching certain TV or movies where they hold up. You would go back and watch Mannix, and I don't think Mannix would
no,
hold
but
up.
But you know
at
what
all.
Does hold up? Columbo does hold up because of the writing, but not the settings
not really,
and the
Rob.
Acting.
Rob.
No, Columbo's writing
hold
is
up.
Great. It
no.
is.
Columbo.
When's
holds
the last
up
time you watched
Speedwack
an episode?
I've got better things to do with
Mike,
my time.
I'm so busy hating Mary Tyler Moore that
you
the other
watch
day
Mary
I was
Tyler
watching Columbo.
You don't watch the tribute because you're a fraud.
I'm not
that's
a fraud,
why.
Have you?
Mike, do you get the Cozy Channel, COZI?
What's that?
That's
a retro throwback channel. Yeah,
the Cozy Channel has all these old shows on it. Every time I come in here, the Cozy Channel's on in studio.
Yeah.
I'll
be honest
with you. They're watching old shows.
I got they show like 90 episodes of Bonanza in a row.
I got sincerely nostalgic about Mary Tyler Moore, but I really don't do the retro thing at all. I loved Mary Tyler Moore, that show when it was on the air. But I don't go looking.
No. It is at a different level. And, you know, you give me a hard time about not watching the tribute. I did watch about 6 episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore Show in their entirety, and that was good enough for me.
Mike Connors.
Good for you.
Well, good for you, Mike. You know what? I'm sorry you didn't like your tribute.
No, you just disappointed me last night. I was really waiting to commiserate, and sometimes I think the words I used next to my wife in bed, I jumped out of bed to go get my phone. I said, I need to communicate with Rob about this. And then when I realized you weren't even watching it, I was crestfallen. And by the way, I don't think the ratings will show no one was watching.
No, I don't think anyone did. And if anyone did, they bailed on 5 minutes.
Oprah,
they
don't need to see Oprah. Gotta go.
Yeah, don't need to see that.
Oprah. God, why does it always have to be Oprah?
It says here that Mike Connors played in hard-hitting Private Eye.
He did. He was harder hitting than, say, Quincy.
Okay.
He was a coroner.
What?
We have covered retro television, and I believe we are all completely out of gas. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk genetics.
Genetics?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are we going to breed genetics. A perfect intern?
No. No, I'm talking about my kid when we come back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
There is something in between my slot playing and day trading that I might want to dabble in. And since it happens to be like 20 minutes from my kid's school, and I might have dropped in just waiting to pick him up at school, it's the dog track.
Oh, no, Mike, you can't go to the dog track. You are so much better than
You're
that.
Such white trash.
It's a question of convenience. It's a question
Mike,
of
Mike, if you want convenience, take $400 and throw it out the window. That's convenient.
I had to go pick up my kid. I had some time to kill, and I didn't want to go like
bad,
that.
Bad.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week, just ain't a minute. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, we got a festive bonus show this week.
It's a good one.
Speaking of the bonus show, the TMOS bonus package is available for you. We'd love you to subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Full access to our 2017 bonus content waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages when you subscribe. You'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. Whether you want to buy it, give it, renew it, it helps us out enormously. And we thank the people that have already done it.
Yes.
And we want you to do it too. When you get a chance, when you get an opportunity, please think of us when that ship comes in for you if you want to buy the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Thank you. Go to our website, see the bonus banner, and get her done. Only pennies a day. Be a part of the fun. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So I'm taking my kid to the bathroom.
Yesterday or today?
That was yesterday?
Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that he said, Daddy, I have to go pee-pee. And I walk in, and he has to go pee-pee. And he goes, pee-pee. And he goes, pee-pee. Hands free. And I said, I haven't gone pee-pee hands free probably for my entire life. And I just wanted to say congratulations to him. And then I asked my wife about it. She said, yeah, I was aware of that too. I said, well, that's pretty good. So I guess he got your side of the family and not mine. That's the point. That's the point I was trying to make.
Genetics
that's
are a funny thing,
to,
Mike.
I'm not, you know, I don't want to go any further with it. That's all I wanted to say. Okay.
And it's weird.
He probably
because...
doesn't have the Irish side of the family. That's just, and I don't know because who knows? And I'm not, checking any actuarial tables or anything like that. But the fact is that, perhaps that's going to be the way of the world for him. And if so, I say congratulations.
That's so odd because, facially, you guys look so similar.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And
got your dad's face? Yeah.
My extended family, I have no idea. Because to be honest, it's not like we've all compared notes over the years. And who knows, it might just be me. But as far as me, as I've talked about it rather openly on the show, I think that I'm every bit Irish. That's the way I look at it.
Also, that has its blessings and its curses.
Carla's family, if I'm not mistaken, they're all fit, like really fit.
They're very, they're absolutely,
right?
Like some of them actually are, I think one of her uncles owns a gym, and he's super fit. And, you know, then I look at pictures on the wall that show some of my distant relatives, old Irish men and women. And, you know, the men look, you know, look like Johnny Portalaggio. You know, they're just portly men. And then the women look like the men. So yeah. It's just, you know, I don't know.
So a lot of your relatives, a lot of your ancestors were mine owners as opposed to workers in the mine.
Genetically, I have been cursing. And incidentally, this is not fair because these people are not around. Okay, my father's not here anymore. Most of my family, my distant family, not around anymore. I have been cussing. I think it's a very Irish thing, too, because I know I've done this with my cousins where
right.
We kind of bitch about the ancestors a little bit. You know, hey, squandered the inheritance. Yes, they did.
Was there an inheritance?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
The bitters money, right?
Dollars. Yes. Okay. My father was raised. My father lost his mother at 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was 6 years old when his mom passed away, unfortunately. She got, the way I understand it, this is oral history in the family, strep throat. Back in those days, it killed you.
Sure.
Got into your bloodstream, and it killed you. He lost his father at 14 or 15.
Mm.
When he lost his mother at 6, the people that raised him were the, if I'm got this correct, the sisters of his mother.
The spinster aunts.
The spinster aunts who, and I was having a discussion with one of my cousins, they never worked a day in their lives.
They're on scholarship.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever. They were, and incidentally, Oscar, they were on scholarship without anybody around. There was not like a mister
their
coming.
Their own
up.
Scholarship.
Yeah, they this arranged was, their own scholarship.
This was money from the brother,
yeah.
The way I understand
okay.
it. That's the way it rolled. And and we were having a discussion about this, that it was all gone. There was never any investment. That was it. And then my folks took it over and cobbled it together. And it's kind of been watered down. But we have a big old Irish house up there, which was occupied during the summer by spinster aunts, like
yeah.
four or five of them that ate donuts in the morning and just went through
they
their
had lives. Servants' quarters. Remember that little telephone?
Oh,
where
yeah.
You can call the kitchen help?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get together with your cousins and you talk yes. about the spinster aunts,
right.
Do you get the do you come away from it thinking that, man, they were selfish? Or were they
yes.
just uninformed?
Great question.
Selfish.
Selfish, really?
Oh yeah.
Even within the family, that's the feeling.
Yes. Yes. I think
wow.
that I think they were allowed to be. And back in the day, in those days that you had, you know, we're talking way, way back. We're talking early 1900s. We're talking
yeah,
about
like they,
people
they
that
lived
were
through the Depression.
Yeah.
Allowed to well, they this is long before the Depression, and they were allowed to kind of roll like that. And that's the way it was. And then they were taken care of in their older years by the family members. So it
that's
kind of
what sucks because
like
you
that.
Know what? They didn't look out for anyone when they were rolling, but then
right.
they depended on others when they needed because they spent all the money.
But at the same time, nobody's kind of swooped in on a you know on a white horse and done that. I look back though, as far as the physical makeup, and I'm guilty of this when I'm dealing with you know the back.
Yeah.
And the hip, and a migraine headache, and this like that. I occasionally will cuss my lineage, you know, just going, man, I don't know what kind of genes I got, because I do believe that a lot of medical issues can be traced to heredity, and
oh, yeah.
I believe that with 100%. All my soul. 100%. Totally believe
all
that.
All the Spiwak men have a design flaw in our shoulder. That gives yeah. us it gives us a neck and arm trouble.
Isn't it
only
more of a
shoulder.
Muscle tone situation?
No. There's a design flaw in Oscar's family. They're all assholes. No, this is actually, I have skinny relatives, heavy relatives, all different builds, and we were actually at a party.
But they all have kind of a general softness.
Yeah, well, Mike, what it is, it's a general softness and an overall malaise.
I look back at my family tree, and I would say there is that same kind of, you know, you're not going to have
call a tree
a
surgeon.
You know, when I did the shtick about my my cousin Ben running the Boston Marathon.
Yes,
you know,
yeah, he's adopted,
and said,
right?
And he did something no other O'Mara had ever done. He ran for a long time,
and all of you guys
a
were,
really long way.
You were happy you know. For him, but you're also pissed.
Yeah,
yes,
concerned.
It's like what. What the hell are you doing? You know, and then but no, when you mention Carla's side of the family, I am, look, my kid is projected at 6'3". That's what they're saying. 6'2 or 6'3".
And you're 5'10", 5'11"?
I'm just under 5'11".
Okay.
That's what I, and I just think that when you say, it's funny.
Hi, Dad.
When you bring up the fact, yeah,
hi, Dad, how are you?
Hi, son, I'm looking up at you. You know, that's a, hey, it's my kid. I'm older. I'm happy about
that. I had
that.
A great
that's
day at seventh grade.
But I think, I really do believe that genetically, I think that there is a large part of her that he has got. And she's in shape. The whole family's in shape. They're all athletic. And, hey, more power to them.
I got two skinny, tall kids. I think I rolled the dice well myself.
You did? Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, our friend Dominique for Foxworth, his brother and his cousin, as far as athleticism.
Yeah.
When now there's different grades, different degrees. Right. Mm-hmm. But I remember the first time I knew that I got the short end of the physical genetic.
The fuzzy end of the lollipop, yeah, as it were.
Is right. When we were all over Dominique's house in Baltimore and people were, instead of drinking or getting hammered, they were actually seeing if they could jump up onto this bar, the top tabletop bar, if they could actually do one jump up to the bar,
like,
right?
What's it called? A standing jump?
A standing
right?
jump.
Yeah,
standing
uh-huh.
jump,
it's a
right?
standing jump.
Now, mind you, I wasn't going to try.
It's actually used in training.
In training,
standing
right?
jump, especially for
so
professional
So there's
athletes.
Just all these guys there doing it, and I was like, well, I'm not going to try that because I'm just going to embarrass myself and hurt
yeah.
myself.
Unfortunately, I'd love to try it, guys, but unfortunately, my legs are already used to climbing very steep slopes.
They're made for the
Andes. Precarious.
Not this granite countertop.
The last time it was tried at a Speewag get-together, that's where they actually invented the phrase lowering the bar.
Lowering the bar.
Yes.
So, you can't do it.
Dominique clearly is clear. I mean, he's a professional athlete. His brother clears it, and he's just in shape, right?
Right.
And his cousin, Brandon, who is wearing skinny jeans and skater shoes at the right. at that time.
Something that normally would not allow you yeah, to do that.
I would have
activity.
To go put on gym shorts that were loose right. to get my legs that high,
and
right?
And shoes yeah. with springs in them.
Yes, yes, the ones that you would train in
yeah.
that you in the 80s.
Right.
And then pump every pump into the Reebok pump to see if it worked.
I'd be able to do it, but you'd have to get one of those chairs they advertise on TV. The ones that help you go up and down the stairs. Oh, lovely jump, Dominique. Here I go. There we
so
are. Thank
I'm going to join you on top of the bar in four and a half minutes.
It's skateboarding shoes, one jump, and I found it on my phone, like one of these old phones I had.
Sure.
I still had it because I was like, there's no way. This guy's just going to crash right into the... Never played football. Never was played basketball. Didn't do anything.
Right.
Just pure genetics.
Yep.
One
genetics.
Hop, completely cleared the bar.
Right.
Didn't even warm up. And I sat there and I said, well, this is why.
Yeah.
This right. is why.
You know what? I haven't even talked about my greatest fear. You want my genetic code here? This
yes.
is what I
yeah.
got. Okay. Got the bad back. Dad had it. All
right.
right? Got the replacement of a hip. My dad had a hip replacement, all right? There's the next one on the list that I remember. This one scares me all the time. Guess what my dad had? Shingles! I'm just waiting.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just waiting for the shingles. I'm just waiting.
They
just
have a vaccine now. They have a
bring
vaccine.
It
it's expensive, but you can get vaccinated.
As Spanish,
have you had chicken pox when you were a boy?
I think so.
If you've yeah. had chicken pox, the virus for shingles is
oh
in
my,
your
do they
body.
Scare you with that now?
By the way, on my mother's
I'm
side,
scared.
A different genetic code than on my dad's side. I'm about 54%. I got the ancestry thing. I'm about 54%
really?
Irish. On my mom's side, though, I'll never forget the discussion because my dad tried to grow a beard and he couldn't really grow a beard.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had a very olive complexion and she was very dark skinned and very dark complected. And we were making fun of my father not being hairy, that he didn't have a hairy chest. He didn't have a beard. And my father sat back, I'll never forget this, head of the dinner table. He goes, it's real simple, Mary. My ancestors came out of the trees before yours did.
That's
I love him. God love you, Dad. That was a good one. That was a good one. But yeah. So my kid, I hope just for pure health that he is he does very, very well. And all the other things, like being able to stand up over the urinal and kind of go, ah, hey, Dad. Mushroom man, yes siree, look at me.
You know what he will, Mike? If nothing else, he'll be blessed with a pure confidence.
I really would love to have the athletic ability. I would love to see the little guy.
Could you imagine him skating like and just destroying when he gets older?
Yeah.
You
know,
checking dudes.
500-yard drives.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I did not go seeking out hockey down here. It's just the fact that that's what we stumbled into, and we've got a teacher for him that's doing that. And if he enjoys it and gets some identity out of it, I'll be happy. But if he's fit and he's tall, I'm all for it. But if he's got my family's genetic code, just get ready. Get ready for a series of failings.
Of a great talent.
That's right. Absolutely.
Gathering speed.
Right. Yeah. That was a wonderful re-sanitized segment. Thank you so very, very much. Glad we cleaned that up. We'll be back. What's coming up? Oscarazzi?
Oscarazzi. Yes.
Oscarazzi coming next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Trump.
And listen, we have a brand new president. The inauguration was held last week, so this week, as a special treat, we are presenting to you our inaugural episode. I don't really want to learn new stuff. If I buy a new phone, and I know the phones are fantastic, and ultimately I will get one, I know you can do all kinds of things on it.
This is such a sad story.
It's true, though. I don't want to learn a whole bunch of new stuff.
You know why? And I don't think it's your fault. You're basically out of RAM.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a very good chance we're going to be going to New Orleans in November, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. The Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. And Frenchie. Welcome back to the show. Without further ado, let's get to Oscarazzi.
Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Do you remember the show, The OC?
Sure.
Misha Barton.
Ocean County, right? Or Orange County?
Orange County.
Orange County.
Misha Barton kind of going out on the rails.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. A woman that you really thought her trajectory for fame was, like, it was the hockey stick,
sure.
Right? Right, straight to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it Amanda Bynes who is the other wing nut that kind of went
Amanda
crazy?
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, from The Amanda Show.
Yeah, she broke down at a level that we haven't seen Misha Barton at.
Set fire to her driveway.
Yeah. She's another one, that, but I mean, kind of Misha Barton heading in
same,
the direction.
Same timeline, same goal. Right. So apparently, and this is fresh news, yesterday morning, People Magazine confirms that there was multiple calls around 7:15 a.m. about a disturbance at Misha Barton's place. Authorities showed up. She was fully clothed. And when someone has to say that, confirming that she's fully clothed?
When you go to a celebrity breakdown, nudity is often and fire. Yeah. Those are the two things that really happen.
And she was coherent, but she willingly went to the hospital. Barton celebrated her birthday in Los Angeles with friends, and according to party attendees, she seemed like she was having a great time, but unfortunately, it looks like she is back in the psych ward.
Ooh. She was yelling like in the backyard, right?
Yeah.
Hanging over a fence.
Full-on
or something?
Full-on breakdown occurred in 2013. She's had that before.
I can relate to that.
But you know what? If you can get the breakdowns down to every 4 years, that's not bad.
Yeah, all right. I really feel like having one right now.
No, stay with us.
Also, if you remember that Britney Spears had a full-on breakdown and then
shaved her head time?
But also the custody was given to her father.
Yes.
Court custody for everything. Looks like her family members are working on that.
Really?
Yes. And then again, it's fame, it's fortune, and if you don't have it anymore or you can't. And I've seen her work. She's still working. Mm-hmm. But if you're not
by
at that
way,
level.
By the way, a friend of mine, Michael Schmomera, actually watched a video that Britney Spears posted, I think it was yesterday or the day before, working out, where she is. Is she still doing a residency show in Las Vegas?
100%, Mike, she is.
She has transformed herself. There is no, sloppy Britney, in shape Britney. It seems to be all in shape and shaperer Britney.
Yeah.
She looks phenomenal.
Did you see
the
pictures she tweeted, I think, yesterday? where she's making a goofy face in a mirror, but no one's looking at her face because you can see some down low tattoos.
Oh,
her body is.
She showed that, but
rock
I saw the
solid.
One where she's working with a trainer.
I gotta find the video. Yeah,
and she's transformed herself. And I mean that. You know, I mean for somebody that it was getting around every other year and kind of looking disheveled and unkempt. I'd pay to go see a Britney Spears show if she's putting that much effort into it.
You know, a long time ago that she was walking barefoot into the gas station bathroom.
And really looking disgusting.
Yeah, bad. Yeah,
but
bad.
When she got that conservatorship, right?
Conservatorship.
Her father took over. Yeah. Her father took over.
Changed her life for the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
100%. Hopefully that can happen for Misha Barton. Our boy Ben Affleck, he's really, really, really stepped in it this time with Live by Night. Live by Night, which
is
like that gangster flick.
His 1930s gangster movie. Yeah.
Only made $16.5 million globally. Has lost.
Horrible trailer.
Has
horrible
lost trailer. The studio $65 million.
And he was really behind it, too, right? It was like his passion project?
Well, he got a chance to do the passion project because Warner Brothers has such a long relationship with him. Mm. We've got Argo, The Town, The Dark Knight, and of course, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and now. It looks like this is his last shot. If his next Batman movie comes out and it's not a hit, you know, short memory, but they'll remember $65 million.
Well, not a good day in the news at all for the Affleck brothers. Have you read anything about the whole Casey Affleck thing since he got the nomination?
No.
For the sexual
Manchester
escapades
by the,
and the
because
settlement?
Because of the sexual harassment and now... A lot of these allegations are coming to fore. It's when he was making the Joaquin Phoenix documentary where he had the beard that apparently this guy, there's a long list of things that went down. And because of the notoriety of the Academy Award nomination, a lot of that's coming on. So both Affleck boys are causing some trouble. I just don't picture Ben Affleck as a 1930s era gangster.
It looked to me, was so funny you brought it up. I remember watching the trailer, and it would seem to cater to me. It would seem to be the kind of movie I would like. But watching the trailer, I left it saying, that's a horrible trailer, and it looks like he's playing dress-up.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It just doesn't
nothing compelling.
Fit the part. I mean, you got to have that grittiness. You know, you have to have that
Goodfellas
look, you know, for any gangster. That's the way that works.
Mike, do you remember the Catwoman of New York? Maybe you guys saw her when you guys worked up there.
The lady with all the plastic surgery?
Yes.
Wildenstein?
Yes.
Yeah.
She had, like, the record divorce of the century where
right.
she got $2 billion or, like, $1 billion, then $100,000 a month for the rest of her life, right?
Right. Mm.
Apparently, things have gone sideways for her. And how do you spend $1 billion in 20 years?
Mm.
Just ask the Catwoman, because she has her four-story condo in Trump Tower for sale. And it is $20 million under asking price simply because it's in disrepair. Her dollars have run out.
Oh, that's
gross.
That's disgusting. That's the first thought I had, too.
Pretty crazy, right?
Nasty. Yeah, I bet that's
I bring
nasty.
That story up because we talk about this all the time, and it's certainly fascinating to a certain level. A, I never knew about this divorce. I would just see the Catwoman on TMC once in a while.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Why is that lady getting plastic surgery to look like a cat?
Right.
That was confusing.
So nasty.
And then B, I didn't know there was such thing as a $1 billion divorce.
Yeah. Oh, it happens.
Right?
But that's, you know what? A lot of her money went into copays.
And I'll leave you with this,
please.
Gentlemen. This is a story from, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner here, right?
Right.
Did you know that athletes, like when they go to the Super Bowl, that the NFL teams don't pay for their families to go down with them or give them like a group rate? Because, you know, I've been dealing with hotels here for the first few months here of the year. And
doesn't
last year.
Surprise me.
Yeah. But if you're going to the Super Bowl, you legitimately get your own. You get your own hotel room,
mm-hmm.
but there's nothing for the wife. There's nothing for the family. So inevitably, all these teams have to buy out other hotels for their families.
I had to do a lot of booking for a lot of Super Bowl trips. And what the NFL does is they entirely book every hotel in the region. And then you have a minimum. You had to, even if we would only go down for 3 days, I think we had to book 5 nights for everybody.
Yes.
It's a money-making deal on the part of the
huge.
NFL.
Yes.
That's what they do. This is one of their huge scams that they have. They do it. It's all class structure.
Yep.
It's all who you know. It's all who's got the biggest stick. It's all corporate. It's the worst. It's the worst example of sports marketing to the haves and not the have-nots that you will ever see. And even the players, who are considered by the ownership the help.
Yeah.
That's the way they look at it.
Absolutely. And they've got to buy these five-day blocks, even if their parents are coming in for the game alone.
Yeah, and there is no bargains to be had.
Oh,
there are no bargains.
No. Oh, that is Oscarazzi for this week.
Thank you, Oscar.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon.com is the first place to go when you need something. Amazon has totally changed the way we shop. Things are different now, and you can make a difference, too, and you won't even realize you're doing it. It's that easy. The next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal. Make a difference. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. That one step makes all the difference for all of us here at the show. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that easy to make a huge difference. Why aren't you doing it? Get on it, and thank you. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Rob Spiewak for today, Friday, January 27th, 2017.
Pretty Little Sounds, Mike. You have dogs. I have a dog. Oscar has had a dog.
They died.
Have you ever noticed? I've always wondered that dogs that look at TV, are they really smart or really dumb? Because I've seen dogs that like bark at horses on television. I'm like,
they can see other dogs on TV. I've seen that on America's Funniest Home Videos.
So the dog's second favorite genre of music, as a rule, dogs like soft rock. And the dog's favorite kind of music is reggae. And to show some proof of this, here are dogs singing to Bob Marley.
Sounds like the dog's in pain.
That's why, you see, that's the way I react to Bob Marley.
You always wonder, when you hear a dog do that, you remember, you really want to know, is the dog expressing joy, or is that actually a pain reflex? But I think it's probably the dog liking it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he's communicating back to the music.
Because we had the dog this week that literally did imitate a siren.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think I heard Cesar Millan talk about this at one point when his show was hot.
Yeah.
Where he said it's almost like they're calling back to this. It's like you're singing along.
Maybe it has to do with the genre of music. I personally hate reggae, but if dogs like it, I guess God bless them.
Why do you hate reggae? It's like such a common.
It is, I hate reggae, so too. Lazy.
Yeah? I hate reggae.
That's right.
It's nothing to do.
It's absolutely. There is a maybe, you know, once in a blue moon, there's some good reggae, but by and large, it is such a tired form of music for me.
It is.
It's repetitive. It's too repetitive. That's what I don't like about it.
Things were better, Mike, in 1949 before reggae was popular. And I bring this to Pony because Pony is still without a girlfriend. So what I did is I found a 1949 instructional movie on how to ask a girl out. And I think that these are some very helpful tips. Pony, you may want to take some notes.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks.
Yes.
Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was.
Janice.
He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Yes, he'd enjoy that. Except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored.
Janice is a bitch.
She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior.
Yeah, Pony.
Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty.
Betty.
And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun.
That announcer.
What about Anne?
What about Anne?
How about another cigarette or so?
Betty is a fun girl.
She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun,
yeah,
too.
I think she knows. Yeah, she does everything.
That's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated and would be fun on a date.
Don't worry, Pony. Anne can make you relax.
The 50s really rule.
She does it all.
Yeah, she does.
Yes, Oscar, you would have thrived in the 50s.
Oh, man.
It was a good time. Good time had by all. Honey, I'm home. Have the, keep the children quiet. Everything wonderful at the household.
There's an affair with my secretary. Everybody's doing
with
it.
With Oscar's, I didn't know he was a greaser in the 50s, I think. Big pompadour. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking more like the Hugh Beaumont, Honey, I'm Home, like the nuclear family, because I remember even being a kid of the 60s, you know, there is a little holdover with my old man.
Sure.
I remember a couple of times that, you know, there would be complaints about the blueberry or blackberry pie. It's going, yeah, it's not the way I liked it, Mary, and she'd be all a quiver. We phased out of that as the 70s came on, but you know what? Back in the day, there was that king of the casserole type
this
of
blueberry
thing.
Isn't right, Mary.
Well, nowadays, I never complain about dessert because Carrie doesn't cook. So it's all the same. So how would you like to be a person who is literally walking on thin ice, and you break through and you fall into water up to your chest, freezing cold water, and then you climb out and the ice breaks again, and the person who's with you doesn't help you?
Could kill you, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Of course. They don't help.
That shock?
They're busy filming and laughing.
I'm fine.
Is it deep water?
Up to her chest, yeah.
I'm serious, she say. She's like basically begging for help.
Yeah.
And her friend's laughing.
Laughing.
Screaming.
You know what that is? That's Betty and Anne from the 1949.
It's evolution.
Yeah. They're fun, but they're not going to make you feel superior.
Hope they make a good blueberry pie.
Let us close with this, Mike. Today is friend of the show Patton Oswalt's birthday, and I ran into this clip. And as a salute to you didn't do news today, so I knew there would be no Florida slogan.
Right.
I would like to close with this classic piece of stand-up because I just happened upon it. And I said, you know what? This is a good way to end the week.
Florida, look, the only reason to visit Florida is to identify your daughter's dead body. That is it. The state flag of Florida should be a coroner holding up a sheet, and then there's a flamingo in the bottom right-hand corner with sunglasses going, yeah! And then in Latin it says, why did she go into porn? And that's the state flag of Florida. It's all, God, Florida is a vestigial sack. It's a anatomical sack that America's testosterone and anger drains into.
Well said. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Chasses.
So long.
So many edits.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Woo, 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 boom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.